Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn the halachas of burial on Yom Tov. This is Siman Reish, the 200th Siman in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at five basic ideas, and that is death on the first day of Yom Tov, death on the second day of Yom Tov, making burial arrangements, travel, and special cases. Before we start off, just understand, burial involves a number of transgression of melachos. There's digging, there's making a coffin, there's sewing, there's shrouds, there's a lot of different things. There's muktzah with the body. There are a lot of different prohibitions, some of them in Daraisa and some of them in Darabonon. One may not transgress any melacha midaraisa on a Yom Tov for burying the dead. However, there are going to be certain situations where certain derabbanan and certain rabbinic laws are going to be waived. You'll see some of those circumstances because of Kavod HaMeis. It's worthwhile knowing that before we start learning this, is that Rav Moshe Feinstein paskens that this is this halacha. In the old days, that the cemeteries were close to the city, so they were just right on the outskirts of the little shtetl. It was much more easy to avoid some of the more significant problems. But today, with cemeteries being further away and more complications in terms of transportation, using cars, and family members coming and all kinds of things, it's much more difficult to arrange. If it were to be allowed today, one can easily imagine the situation of it, communications going out, extended family traveling, friends traveling because they felt they need to, and this is not appropriate. Those are not within the framework of what we're going to be talking about being allowed, and therefore today this is not the practice. We did not do burial on the second day of or even the first day of Yom Tov. Let's jump into some of the ways that it was done in the past and understand how this works. So first is the death on the first day of Yom Tov. So if somebody passes away, may a Jew bury the deceased on the first day of Yom Tov? The answer is no. A Jew may not bury the deceased on the first day of Yom Tov, even if there's concern of decay, it's impossible to find a non-Jew to do this. A Jew may not do burial on the first day of Yom Tov. There is Surei Daraisa, which are involved biblical prohibitions, and it cannot be done. What tasks related to burial may be done by Jews on the first day of Yom Tov if a non-Jew is involved? So if a non-Jew is involved, the non-Jew can be asked to dig the grave, to construct a coffin, and to even sew the shrouds. But the Jews may only do the following: to dress the body, to heat the water, because remember it's Yom Tov, heating water is allowed, washing the body without using a cloth because of the concern of schitta, removing the body and placing it in the grave. The covering must be done by non-Jews. That would be what would be allowed if it's the first day of Yom Tov. Only certain aspects which are allowed, even not even transgressions of Darabonon, except for asking the non-Jew, which is Amir La'akum, which is allowed on the first day of Yom Tov in this case. Regarding the second day of Yom Tov, what happens if the person passes away, even if it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So non-Jews should do all the tasks where possible, but Jews may do the rest, they're washing and dressing as well. In this case, also Jews may perform all tasks if a non-Jew are unavailable, as the way that second day of Yom Tov was created, because it was created by our sages, it was created with a specific exception, and that is burial on the second day of Yom Tov. So burial, direct burial-related halachas are suspended for Jews on the second day of Yom Tov. What if there were other tachrichim, other shrouds which are available? One is not allowed to make more if there are ones which are available. This will go for all other aspects of the burial, only the things which are directly required right now. Now, may Jews perform a burial preparations on Yom Tov if they do not plan to bury that day? So they're just doing the preparation for the Motzei Yom Tov or for the next day. Then the answer is no. If they're not planning on burying that day, then even touching the body is forbidden, and it would not be allowed. Nothing which can be done, and that relates to what goes on today. Why did Chazal allow the lenience on the second day of Yom Tov regarding the deceased? The answer is because to avoid the disgrace of the deceased, and to honor the person that they have the greatest honor is that they have a burial, which is as soon as possible. Is it better to have non-Jews do it day one, or Jews do it on day two? The answer is, if non-Jews are available to bury on the first day of Yom Tov, the burial should not be delayed to allow Jews to do it on the second day of Yom Tov, even if the body is not decaying. So, of course, the expeditiousness is the value which triumphs here. What if it's a child that, God forbid, died? So in this case, if the child died and has not had a bris milah yet, even if the child was a child that was not a nephil, then in this case, they cannot bury on Yom Tov because they need to do Bris Milah, and the Bris Milah cannot be done because that is an Issur Daraisa, and it should cannot be done by a non-Jew. So in this case, one would have to wait till after Yom Tov. What is the procedure if one dies on the night of the second day of Yom Tov? So if no non-Jews are available, then 10 Jews should bury them at Shachris during the Piyutim, before Shachris. If he was a prominent person, the burial should take place before the meal, and if this is not possible, after the meal. So again, expeditiousness is the rule of the game, if done and as much as possible. We move to our next concept, and that is making burial arrangements. So may one negotiate prices for burial needs on Yom Tov? So only if it's absolutely necessary, such as, like, let's say the items cannot be obtained except by a non-Jew. May Jewish gravediggers receive payment for their work on Yom Tov? The answer is absolutely not. They're allowed to, on the second day Yom Tov, dig the grave, because Yom Tov is suspended for burial in this case. But they may not be paid, and if they demand this, they will be judged in heaven as such, and the burial society, the Chera Kedisha, may not accept payment for a grave, even though they may take pledges, like the items, as collateral for without fixing a price. May the body be moved from one city to another on Yom Tov? So yes, if there's no Jewish cemeteries in this particular town. On the first day, it can only be done by a non-Jew. On the second day, it may be done by a Jew. But if the burial will not take place that day, a Jew may not move the body at all. One, in terms of travel, this is our next concept. Well, may one accompany the deceased, so the Aveilah may within the Tchumim on the first day. On the second day, even outside the Tchumim, he may return. So he may walk to the grave and then return the same day, but riding animals is forbidden even for the mourners. And for the grave diggers, one may ride they may ride animals if it's difficult, but only on the second day Yom Tov, and only outside the city where it's not obvious. So this relates to some of the concerns Rav Moshe Fancy was talking about in terms of today's logistics. We finally move to our last halacha, and that is, what is the status of the burial on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? So on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, a body may not be handled, and even by a non-Jew, one may not do a burial on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. This is only specifically relating to Yom Tov. One must be prepared before bringing the deceased to the cemetery on Chol HaMoed. The grave must be ready in advance so that the mitzvah does not have to wait at the cemetery. So this is done. Generally speaking, the regular cemeteries that we deal with today are very conscientious when it comes to this. These are a lot of halachas. These are actually Paskin the Shulchan Aruch and then the Ketzel Shulchan Aruch. Most of these halachas, as we relate to them now, are not nogea, are not applicable, because the general halacha today is that we do not bury on Yom Tov because of the complexities of it and relating to travel and distances and so on. But these, it is important understanding the complexities that relate to this particular halacha. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.